T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Brian Burrow joining us live now from the Midwest, talking about Louisville, bracing for the worst as we prepare to hear an announcement on possible charges against officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Ryan, thanks for joining us. When might this announcement happen?
We don't know. The mayor doesn't know. The governor doesn't know. The only person who may know is the Kentucky Attorney General, who will be providing us with that information when it becomes available. It sounds as though a grand jury is considering this right now. And just so you know, 9 of 12 grand jurors must be in agreement to return an indictment. Likely, if that happens, it would be against police officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor. There were 3 at the scene. There's one also who's been disciplined as a result of the no-knock warrant and information after the fact about how it was issued and why it was issued. Possible charges range anywhere from reckless homicide to manslaughter, second degree, manslaughter, first degree, even murder. And obviously, murder would carry the heaviest of the charges. But in the meantime, the city of Louisville, downtown, completely locked down. Barricades have been set up, concrete barricades. Windows have been boarded up with plywood. Police continue to secure the downtown area. They're still allowing foot traffic to some extent, but parking garages have been shut down. A lot of the businesses have cleared out, and it is essentially a ghost town right now as the whole city waits anxiously for some kind of decision.
All right. And have they said how the announcement will be made?
No, we don't know how or when that announcement will be made or who will be at the podium when that comes down. So that's one of the things that's adding to this mystery right now.
All right. Well, we will await that announcement and see what happens after. Ryan, thanks so much. It's Ryan Burrow joining us. We are standing by. It could have happened yesterday. I think it seems like many people are expecting that to happen at some point later today, an announcement on if police officers will face charges in the death of Breonna Taylor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.